Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. No, King Charles, we are not that stupid either. This is my column for Unity News Network of the 11th of September 2022. The monarchy's great gift to republicanism has finally ascended the throne, or will do when we get our next impromptu public holiday for his coronation. My confidence in the ancien regime was fading fast towards the end of Her Majesty the Queen's reign, as she increasingly looked like someone taken hostage by her own regime. I felt genuinely sorry for her at the time, when she was made to sit alone at her husband's funeral, but it was only what everyone else was being made to endure, and I could not make my mind up if it was done out of respect for us, or if it was done to show us what had to be done in the name of the COVID regime. Increasingly, I suspect the latter. She made, or was made to make, a disgraceful intervention regarding the COVID vaccines. Well known for not giving her views on anything, she more than adequately towed the COVID party line on that. Had this just been an uncontroversial public health procedure, then there may have been a case for reporting she had received her jab. But this was not an uncontroversial public health procedure. Vaccine scepticism aside, this was a procedure which many were being forced to take if they wanted to remain in employment, and for those of us, I was one, stupid enough to take it, still must provide proof of it if we are to travel to certain countries. The vaccination programme was political, and while I was glad to hear it didn't hurt a bit, her exhortation that we should think of others, not to be selfish, was a step too far into the political arena. Well, those, I'm afraid to say, were the good old days during what we now refer to as the Second Elizabethan period. It was getting bad enough, but now it has ended and His Royal Treehugness, Prince Charles, has become King Charles III. We will never see their likes again. Asked in 2018 about his ascension to the throne and how that would fit with his well-known campaigning on a range of issues, he declared that he was not that stupid and knew that his campaigning would have to stop when he donned the crown of state. But we're not that stupid either. Following in the footsteps of that dreadful character as father of the Duke of Edinburgh, he openly espoused any number of environmental issues, and it was later revealed through his black spider letters to a succession of government ministers and prime ministers his views on an undisclosed number of other issues. The point being that however successfully he zips it, or has it zipped by his advisers, we all know what he thinks about many things, and those in the corridors of government know a great deal more. Does it matter? Well, it most certainly does. At one time, espousing environmental issues seemed innocent enough. Saving a few endangered species and conserving natural areas is barely objectionable. But as Malthusian organisations such as the World Wildlife Fund know, this message of benign conservation was easily turned to family planning, and then more openly to population control. These are not uncontroversial areas. The most recent manifestation of the environmental movement is the climate emergency, saving the planet and zero carbon emissions, all of which His Majestic Mumbler and the next heir to the throne are clearly obsessed with. The King may no longer speak out on these things, but his royal megaphone, the new Prince of Wales, will surely do it for him. And royal eunuch Prince Harry, bless him, even sings from the same hymn sheet. Where it all matters is how this will continue to influence unduly our politicians, who, knowing what the King thinks about carbon dioxide emissions or global warming, will dare to introduce contradictory policies. No one who covets a knighthood, companion of honour or the garter, of course. They may not wield power, but they can steer it, as they undoubtedly have and will by patronage. Of course, I'll end by saying I'm still not yet a Republican. The alternatives seem just too ghastly to contemplate. But if anything needs cutting back, trimming down, and shutting up, it's our royal family. All of them.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublications.com.